For the fourth year in a row, members of the Madison chapter of Veterans for Peace planted thousands of miniature headstones in the grass along a well-traveled city street. This year, they've added another 827 headstones to correspond with the new casualty total of 5,486. As 65-year-old Vietnam veteran Richard Chamberlain looks down the neat white rows lining the road, he says it's important for people not to forget the human cost of war.
It really helps to be able to see visually how it is. We don't want them forgotten like the Vietnam vets were forgotten. We want to remember. We want to remember every person.
Each one of these headstones represents a real person to me, probably hundreds of which that passed under my care.
Fran Wiedenhoft is a nurse anesthetist with the Army Reserve. She has served two tours in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. She feels a direct and visceral connection when she helps plant the neat rows of white styrofoam in the ground.
So when I look at these headstones, they're not just a symbol. They're a real person, a life I tried to save, somebody I tried to give comfort to. And that's why I do it, to remember and to help other people know that these are real people.
The Memorial Mile will remain up through the end of the week. Veterans for Peace will hold a ceremony at 1 o'clock today at James Madison Park in downtown Madison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.